So, question from Chandan Prabhu. So, it is said that Chaitanya Krishna felt a sense of incompleteness, and that's why he decided to manifest the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience Radharani's love, which he had not been experiencing earlier. And it is also said in another Leela, in the concept of Leela, that Krishna is like the script writer and he is the actor, Lokmaya is the director. So, how can Krishna forget himself completely in order to relish the pastimes if he is God and he knows everything? So, answer. Firstly, in the spiritual realm, there are two kinds of incompleteness, or in general, there are two kinds of incompleteness. Normally, we may sense this. We can't give an absolute example for this, but a broad example is that one kind of incompleteness is when I am hungry and I feel I need someone. So at that time I am feeling something in terms of incompleteness, and at that time I want something to give to somebody. But on the other hand, I may have a lot of food and then I see somebody who is hungry. So I think, oh, I should do something for him. So one kind of sort of, you could call it incompleteness, is motivated by the scarcity mentality, by the feeling of scarcity. Another is by the feeling of abundance. Oh, I have so much, why should I not give to somebody else? So the love between Krishna and his devotees is not to compensate for any incompleteness that is there previously, although that sort of terminology may be used. It is actually to share and relish the completeness more. So, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, all the acharyas have talked about this in Vedanta Sutra in the second chapter. So he says, what is this concept of Leela? Ramacharya used the example. That just as a person, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, said that the absolute truth has no work to do. And why does Krishna perform Leela? So he says Krishna's Leela is like a play. So a person has his normal job, but then after the job, for recreation, he wants to play. The play is not work for him. The play is recreation. So similarly, he says that the absolute truth does not have any work. His Leela is just like a play. Now, Baldev Vidya Bhushan refines this analogy and he says that actually, even when a person plays, the play also has a purpose, that is pleasure, recreation. He says, actually, when Krishna performs his Leela, it is not that he seeks pleasure through the Leela also. Actually, the Leela is a result of his pleasure. So, he gives the example that when a person is happy, he starts dancing. Now, the dancing is a result of the overflow of the happiness. So, when a person is so happy that he feels like dancing, at that time, if he doesn't dance, he will feel a sort of lack of expression of that happiness. But it is not that he is dancing to become happy. We say one is playing to become happy, whereas one is dancing because he is happy. And dancing is an expression of happiness. So, like that, Leela is an expression of happiness. It results from the overflow of the happiness that is there in the heart of the Lord. So in that sense, it is not because of any sense of incompleteness. So although that sort of word may be used, but that is to convey to us that which would be otherwise inconceivable for us. So when it is said that Krishna feels bereaved, how can Krishna feel? Krishna feels that I was not experiencing something till now. How is that possible? Actually, again, another point is that time is there in the spiritual world, but it is not time as we know it. The time flows in a very different way. There's no creation and destruction. There's just eternal transition, which simply changes the mellows. So when it is said that Krishna felt incomplete, and then he decided to take on a form of Radharani, of which was like the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Diti Bhava Sionitam Naomi, Krishna Swarupam. So he took the complexion and the emotion of Radharani. So this, when it is said at once, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt like that, when Lord Krishna felt like that, he did like that. This is talked of in a philosophical sense. It is not in a time denotational sense. Because even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestation is eternal. But within eternity, it is not that eternity is a passive constancy. It is a dynamic ecstasy. So that's why how something can be eternal and still have a beginning, that may be something which we cannot understand from our perspective. But this particular point is given to illustrate this point, that actually the what are the how something can have a philosophical reasoning to it. That's all. Now going forward to the specifics of the Leela, actually we have to understand that Krishna is not like us, and so is not limited to one set of emotions at a time. Just as when Krishna is performing pastimes with the gopis, he can, by reciprocal, each gopi, the gopi has a particular emotion, Krishna reciprocates that emotion. So each Krishna is not just a form of Krishna that is there with gopi, but each Krishna is emotionally also available to that gopi to reciprocate. So Krishna can experience many different emotions at the same time. That's why when he is performing Leela, no, at one level, Krishna is just relishing the Leela, he is thinking, I am a small child who is being bound by Mother Yashoda. But that same child who is being bound in the Damodar Leela, he will say, after Yashoda Mai binds him and goes away, then he starts thinking, the Bhagavatam 10th canto describes that, oh, these trees are there. They are my devotee Narad Muni has promised that I will deliver these trees. Now, if he is a child, how can he think like that? So essentially, in Leela, Krishna conceals and reveals his six opulences in a way that is best suited for the enhancement of loving reciprocation. So sometimes Krishna may recollect, and sometimes Krishna may seem to forget. But so the essential purpose of Leela is different from the essential principle of, say, philosophical exposition. Philosophical teaching is to establish the truth of, say, Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's omniscience, Krishna's all-attractiveness. But the purpose of Leela is not to establish the truth. The purpose of Leela is to relish the reciprocation of love. So that's why that absolute truth that Krishna is all-knowing may sometimes be revealed and may sometimes be concealed. So once we understand the purpose of the Leela and then see the Leela, the Leela is not meant to demonstrate absolute truth. In terms of the absolute truth supremacy, the Leela is meant to demonstrate the absolute truth's intimacy. And for the sake of intimacy, sometimes supremacy has to be concealed. So the six opulences may sometimes be revealed, sometimes be concealed. So Krishna is not limited to one emotion. That's why when he is concealing, he is also aware at that time, okay, now let me reveal. So that same Krishna who initially seems to be powerless to escape from the coils of Kaliya. His whole body is caught in the coils. The same Krishna eventually starts to reveal so much power that by his feet he just crushes the giant hordes of Kaliya. So that is why Krishna, so initially Krishna doesn't reveal his opulence of strength. Later on he reveals the opulence of strength. Why the difference? Because that is how Krishna is relishing the pastimes of that. That is how he evokes the love of the gopis and the Vrajavasis the most. When they see him trapped, they become mad with anxiety. And in that anxiety, there is greater remembrance of Krishna. So they relish it more. And Krishna says, how much they love me, that helps him to relish more. And then when Krishna says, okay, now the anxiety has become so intense, now I want to relieve them from anxiety. Then to give them relief from that anxiety, to give them ecstasy, Krishna manifests opulence of beauty and of strength and of grace. And she dances on the hooves of Kali. So when you understand the purpose of Leela, that is the reciprocation of love, and doing whatever is required for the reciprocation of love, then we can understand how Krishna conceals and how Krishna reveals at different times. His omniscience, his omnipotence and his other opulences.
For Jiva Prabhu, it can be told as, Vishwab Maya can be told as that when they love for Krishna supersede.
So is Yoga Maya the conceptual understanding of the Jiva that Krishna's sweetness is greater than his greatness, or is it an energy that covers the Jiva so that Jiva forgets Krishna's greatness and attracts his sweetness? Actually it is both. So when we come to a particular level of consciousness, only then will Yoga Maya cover us. So in that sense, we also have to become purified, to be sufficiently freed from the covering of Mahamaya, then we will become covered by Yoga Maya, and then we will be able to focus on Krishna's sweetness. So it is not that at that time we are not aware of Krishna's greatness. We are aware, but that is not in the forefront of awareness. So the example is, you know, just like in the daytime also the stars are there in the sky, but because the sun is so prominent we can't see the stars. Like that the gopis also know the philosophical truths, and that's why sometimes in the Gopi Gita They tell that Krishna, actually Brahmaji prayed to you, and that's why you come to this world. So they know that Krishna is incarnate. They say, what focus is Krishna? You are our Sakha, please come back.
Love overflows.
Love overflows, correct. That's how it is in the spiritual world.